It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Quick conversations on Friday to wrap up the week, directed at news we didn't get to otherwise during our talk shows. The more time college students spend on Facebook, the more their grades suffer. Not surprising, right? But there's more to it than that. Ray Hunko is an associate professor of education at Iowa State University in Ames. He is the author of a recent study about this, published in the Journal of Applied Developmental Psychology. The survey surveyed more than 1,600 college students about their Facebook behavior. Ray Hunko, welcome to our program.
Thanks.
What more specifically did you look at and find?
Well, I looked at a couple of things. I looked at the difference between regular, what I called regular time spent on Facebook, which was basically non-multitasking time on Facebook, and then multitasking time, which was the amount of time that students spent on Facebook while doing schoolwork.
Mm-hmm. And what did you find?
What I found was it was rather interesting because the time spent on Facebook while multitasking was negatively related to grades for all students except for seniors.
Hmm.
And that was an interesting finding because in the cognitive sciences literature, we see that what we call multitasking, what is appropriately termed task switching, is really negative in terms of learning new materials. So that was an interesting finding, not incredibly shocking because there has been some research up to this point, some mine, some of other researchers that have found differences in effects of multitasking based on social technologies and based on how they're used.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Two questions about that. So multitasking, sure. And you renamed it task switching because haven't I read recently that we're actually not multitasking when we do these things. We're just switching rapidly between tasks, and that's why we generally learn less well?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly correct. Humans just can't do it. There's just not, you know, we can't run two processes at the same time. We can't attend to a stimulus and learn new material. It's in the research, it's called a cognitive bottleneck. And I love that metaphor because it really is like that. I mean, if you try to force too many things through the bottleneck, it's just not going to work.
Unless, evidently, you're a senior. Why would that be?
Right. I don't know yet. And I think that just adds a little bit more to some of these discrepant research findings that we've seen. For instance, some of my work has shown that that students who Facebook during class, they have lower GPAs. Okay, no surprise there. But if they are emailing during class or if they're searching for content that's not related to the class, those two things don't have an effect on GPA. And you would think they would based on the cognitive sciences research. Another study by one of my colleagues, Larry Rosen, they looked at text messaging and how well students remembered lecture content. And what they found was that, yes, definitely if students were texting during the lecture, it was much harder for them to remember lecture content. However, they needed to reach a certain threshold of texting. So just sending and receiving a few texts had no impact on learning. So I think we're at the beginning stages of figuring out what you know, what's really going on, the different kinds of uses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a long-winded way of saying that what I think is happening is that seniors are much better able to regulate their Facebook use. I think that seniors have better self-regulation skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the other findings of the study was that regular time spent on Facebook was not predictive of GPA for any students except for freshmen. And for freshmen, it was negatively related to GPA.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, tells me that there might be an issue about self-regulation here because freshmen do have trouble regulating their goal-directed behavior to study, to focus. And I think the catch-22 there is that freshmen need to use Facebook because they use it as a way to maintain their connection with old friends, and they use it as a way to build and maintain new friendships on campus, which is essential in terms of student success.
What did you find in terms of the benefits that Facebook can give a learning situation?
Sure. Well, this study was less about benefits of Facebook for learning, but in other research, I have found that social media sites like Twitter, when used in educationally relevant ways, help improve student engagement. They also help improve student academic performance, not just in the class where the social media are used, but also in all classes. And we have some data now that shows that those students who use social media in those ways in classes actually are less likely to drop out.
Mm-hmm. So we need little courses on how to use social media effectively in college to learn.
I think we as professors need those courses to integrate social media into the classroom.
Okay, so you know, most of our listeners, it's been a few years since we've been in the college classroom. Mm-hmm. If we went to college, but it's perfectly acceptable to be typing away on your smartphone or your tablet during a lecture. That's not a no-no.
Well, I mean, it's a way that a lot of students take notes.
Okay, and you can't really know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. So in the future, very quickly, before we say goodbye, the questions you'll be looking at, because obviously this raises some unanswered questions.
Yes, it raises a lot of unanswered questions. What I am looking at will be self-regulation skills, and I actually have a data set where I have some data on self-regulation and technology use and academic performance, and as well as some other personality variables. And then we're also doing some work in middle schools and high schools, looking to see if we can use technology and new digital tools to help improve student self-regulation skills. And I think that's kind of where we need to be intervening at the middle school grades and below.
Okay. Ray Hunko is Associate Professor of Education at Iowa State University in our Ames studio, author of a recent study you might want to check out, published in the Journal of Applied Developmental Psychology, looking at college students and their Facebook behavior. Ray, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, man. It was wonderful to be here.
Coming up after a short break, Kyle Munson rounds out our show with a look at ragbri and bread bag shoe fashion. First, a short break. This is River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. Just ahead on River to River, how do our brains age? We'll talk about some research done in part right here in Iowa that could lead to targeted therapies for Alzheimer's and other neurological conditions. Also, remember on our Facebook page, Iowa Public Radio's Facebook page, we're asking you today, did you wear bread bags on your shoes as a kid? Tell us about it. We'll read some of the responses a little bit later in the hour. Back with more of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News in just a moment.